Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I talked about Prince Charles earlier, but I didn't get into why I kind of mentioned him. He has come out and said, and of course we knew this and reported it about 10 years ago on Infowars.com and got made fun of for it. But the British royal family hails originally, where they first became royal 500 years ago in Transylvania. That royal house is not even really German. They later came and took over what's Germany today. But so we always say it's German royalty. Technically, they're Transylvanian royalty. And he has a program to try to upkeep the Transylvanian castles. Likes to visit. Every legend has a truth behind it. They don't really turn into bats, but their ancestors did like to chop kids' heads off and bathe in blood. The women thought that made them live longer. Oh, yeah. Maybe David Icke's right about everything. But it's in the Daily Mail today. I'll show it to you later. That he came out and said, we got to save the Transylvanian forest where my ancestor, their founder, Vlad Count Dracula, the Impaler, the ruler of Transylvania. Ha, 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 ha. You can't make this stuff up. I've got that somewhere in my stack. Guys, you're not going to believe it. They're going to take this clip, and the New York Times will say it isn't true. Put the Daily Mail up there for me. Just type in Prince Charles, Count Dracula, click news, it'll come up. Not web, or it'll be old stuff, our stuff. Click news, and we'll show that to folks and go to a call. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, thank you for holding, sir. Good to talk to you today.
Hi there, Alex. Nice to speak to you once again. You know, as you speak there, it's interesting, David Icke and the reptilian brain. But anyway, what I want to speak about were the tech things going on here in Illinois. I live in Peoria, Eureka to be exact, and in our National Guard, boy, they were talking about how they couldn't wait until they were going to get the okay for the drones here in Illinois.
They've been announcing it in Michigan, everywhere, and they're going to weaponize them. First, they're going to have face scanning and taser shotguns that fire a taser bot out. You can just type in new tasers fired from shotguns. But they are going to move on to nerve gas, chemical weapons, and armor-piercing rounds. Just a full weaponization of the government run by foreign banks against us.
You're right. You're exactly right. And then another thing that I was listening to, and I looked it up, on Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, the Court of Appeals ruled that Myriad's patents on the BRCA genes are valid on the breast cancer, and they're the only company. Now, that's what I see happening, too, with future genetic patents.
That's right. They go in and they patent the gene for breast cancer, which is your gene, your body. And then we had a guest on about that. And then you try to go get treatment. And they say, sorry, it's 300,000 smackers for the first part of the treatment. But you're like, it's my gene. And they're like, shut up. We'll throw you out of this hospital. You get up and cops are waiting.
You wonder why the UN's been taking blood for all these years.
That's right. They admit, that's what they take your baby's blood worldwide at birth, UN program, now admit it secretly, and it's put in the database. Then they patent your DNA and you can't use it.
Yep.
And then only the elite can use it. That's how this tyranny works. And if you don't like it, you're not good. Why don't you love your government, Mike? Why don't you appreciate all they do for you?
And I hope that you've got that book of Jasher that I sent that has the genetic changes that God warned against.
Yes, I did get it. And you know what? It's always in the Bible, isn't it?
Yep.
But people that don't have discernment don't know what they're reading. It's like they said, why do you speak in parables, Lord? He said, because they're not meant to understand me. All right, if you got an ear, you can hear it. That's what it comes down to. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to Lauren, JB, Sam, Susan, and others here in just a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is, of course, the 27th day of October 2011 on this Thursday afternoon transmission, or I guess morning or evening, depending on what time zone you're in, around this little planet that we live on here. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm going right back to your calls in a moment. We'll look at the global economy and what this euro debt deal really means. With Max Kaiser joining us from Paris at the bottom of the hour, then I'll continue with calls into the entirety of the third hour. But one of the articles in the news today, and we'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If not, just go to the Daily Mail. We also have it linked at Infowars.com. Blue Bloods. Prince Charles joins campaign to save Transylvania's forest because of his family connections to Count Dracula. Now, we first reported on this 10 years ago. Actually, David, I did, like 20 years ago, but I didn't really believe it. I went and looked it up, and it's true. The first royalty, their main connection, they're not really German royalty. I always point out when I'm on British radio that, hey, you guys love the royalty so much, which most of them actually don't. You don't even have a British king. They're German. But technically, the house that they hail from gets its first royal kickoff from the House of Dracula. Of course, it had royalty back before it as well, but they hail right back to him who ran Transylvania. He was really King Dracula, but they call him in modern times Count Dracula, running Transylvania. And Prince Charles likes to hang out there quite a bit, sneaking around in the forest, of course. And, of course, there's always to these legends, there's truth. They're not really shape-shifting vampires. They don't turn into bats from what's been admitted. But it was confirmed that in that region, he liked to impale people and torture them and kill them. But not just in the Crusades, but to his own people. He'd stick them on poles naked, you know, lining the countryside until they rotted down to skeletons. But his progeny then was famous in Transylvania, over into Romania, in chopping children's heads off and filling bathtubs with blood. Women are very vain, as you know. And so they believe the blood would make them younger. Of course, it didn't actually make them live longer. So there's a lot of vampirism going on there. Blue Bloods, Prince Charles joins campaign to save Transylvania. Of course, what's a blue blood? When blood is in the veins, the blue blood is over a 1,000-year-old saying. You can pull up the origins of blue blood. And they're saying these guys got blue blood. Where does that come from? Blue blood doesn't have oxygen in it. Blood is red when it hits oxygen. That's why veins under your skin look blue. Blue blood. The ancients were saying these people aren't like us. They don't have oxygen in their blood. They're zombies. A blue blood would be a zombie. And I'm not saying they're literally a zombie. I'm saying these are the archetypal names. Like a lot of the Illuminati occultism is into the Zoroastrianism. And so that's the dog star. What's dog? Flipped, God. What's Sirius? You know, the name of the radio network, the dog star. That's the weirdness. I mean, again, everything is run by this cult. You go to Las Vegas, you see it everywhere. You go to any big D.C., New York, London. It's occultic stuff everywhere. Illuminati mystery religion stuff everywhere. Until we get completely inculcated with it. Until it's just all around us and we don't even recognize it anymore. Prince Charles is campaigning to save the forest of Transylvania, inspired by his ancestral links to Vlad the Impaler, a 15th century nobleman better known for his nickname Dracula, or patronym Dracula. Rapid economic growth in Romania, which is now part of the EU, means that the forests of the Carpathian Mountains are under threat from development and logging. The prince is calling for the forests, some of the last untouched wilderness areas in Europe, to be protected before they get lost, like the woodland that once covered Britain. And I did some more looking into this years ago, and he's also into keeping up the ancient castles. He likes it. So there you have it. I mean, this guy is literally the next in line to be the king of England. And, well, he likes Dracula, to say the least. Oh, boy. You know, Frankenstein, about elites trying to reanimate dead bodies. Turns out Benjamin Franklin was trying to do that with lightning. You can actually go look it up. They dug up a whole bunch of dead bodies under his house in England. You know, he moved and retired in England. And he's part of the Illuminati Hellfire Club at Oxford. I actually know somebody, a prominent person, who was led into the Hellfire Club to take part in things and told me this, and then a day later I flipped the camera on and said, well, never mind. Point is, it's very interesting. See, that's where all that comes from, was alchemy. I mean, a lot of people were, you know, they say he first channeled and really discovered and named electricity, Ben Franklin. All right, I said I'd take your calls, and I'm rambling off into this. We got a bunch of economic news, huge military news, some very interesting Second Amendment news, support for Second Amendment at record high, Infowars.com, has a report on that. Incredible police state announcements. You know, feds ordered YouTube to remove video for containing, quote, government criticism. Google now admits this. They're being ordered, not outside of law. This is criticizing the government. Take it down. And they've introduced the bill, rogue website bill introduced in the U.S. House. No judge, no jury. They say your website's rogue. It's gone. That's AFPAP. Rogue websites bill creates Chinese-style ban list. See, the kill switch is going to be a la carte. And you're like, well, they won't do that. Yes, they will. They're going to do everything. They're doing a forced takeover of all media next month. I will be going off the air. I think it's 2 o'clock Eastern. I'll be on at 1 o'clock. Look that up again. Look up the EAS date for me. I think it's like November. I don't want to say the date until I don't have the article in front of me. Just type National EAS, biggest ever to be run. It'll come up. It's coming up in just a few days. And while we're on air, we will be taken off. And the radio station isn't going to, when the thing starts blipping and gives them an order, going to flip the switch. It's been wired in since 96 to take over. It's now going to do the taking over. And they've announced they're going to start breaking in with their own announcements. Not just there's a wildfire in the area or you know, a missing kid or whatever. Your local police are going to be breaking in the future. Janet Napolitano is going to break in. They've announced they want whole blocks of radio and TV now. Where they'll and of course, you think, well, you just won't watch TV, huh? Oh, when you go to the grocery store, there's going to be Jumbotron saying, don't trust your neighbor. Just blasting your unwitting children with fear. And they're already starting with Jumbotrons. Or what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet? And kids are taught in school, mad at your parents disciplining you? Just report them. And kids at first think it's fun. I've seen the reports when their parents are taken and the kids are taken to foster care. It's time for foster care rape room. See, it's not funny anymore, but the kid didn't know. They thought, you know, 7 years old, they were getting back at mommy and daddy. But really, they got grabbed by the ghouls, by the Renfields, and drug off to the government. And if they really want them, they might put them on a plane to Saudi Arabia where some real live vampires can chop their head off. They don't live forever, but they are vampires. I like it. It's fun for them. See, all these archetypes tell you what they do. Count Dracula with a baby giving it to his women. They're all, biting into it. This abortion, death, diseasing our children, GMO, vaccines, desecrating, killing, murdering. All right, let's go ahead. But they're saving us from Al-Qaeda, who they just gave Libya. Let's talk to Lauren in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air, Lauren.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I was going through the radio.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Glad to talk to you again. Last time I do have a topic that's on subject, but I was wondering if maybe I could touch a couple of things.
Well, here's the deal. This is what happens with my show, and it's why I may go to call screening. Because we don't screen your calls. I said I'd like to have it on, you know, on the subject of where do you see the world going, which is a pretty wide open area. And then everybody calls in and wants me to screen their call because people are used to call and talk radio. And yeah, what's your, you know, okay, what's your view? What would you like to say on this? Let me pre-screen you to make sure it's what I want to hear from you. And so instead, though, we go ahead and just screen the calls. But sir, you can talk about what. Just go ahead. Obviously, you're not gonna just go ahead. We're almost out of time.
Oh, no, it's fine subject. I was wondering, have you ever seen the movie Brazil?
No. That's where you think things are going. Yes, it's kind of a dystopic redo of 1984 with a intellectual flourish by Terry Gilliam and is a masterpiece.
Exactly. Terry Gilliam, you can tell he loves life and his movies and everything. I think that pop culture or entertainment, creative arts, you know, creativity is creating new things. It's what life is about. It's creation, not destruction and not death. And, you know, it's this cult and religion of death and destruction. But
no, that's it. The globalists do not like creation. That's why they like to make ugly things that don't work right. And that's what they do. And that's why they don't like you if you're healthy and good, because they are literal soul-sucking psychic vampire trash that must be dealt with. I'm sorry, I'm going to hold you over. Go ahead.
They have to control, you know, what creation actually is taking place and push it in the direction that they want it to go. So as much as we work and we create and we produce, they're destroying and perverting and twisting. And it's like you were saying, quoting that music. Can I stay with you on the other side?
Yeah, I just said so. Yeah, I want to hear from you. And I'm sorry if I get irritated. I'm frustrated with myself because I got a million articles I want to get to. I've gotten to a lot. And I've got all these callers I want to talk to, and I got guests coming up. But we'll get to everybody. And when I get irritated, it's not generally with the callers. It's just I'm irritated with if I could show people what I know, our problems will be over very quickly.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. Waterwebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to waterwebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I said, yeah, hold over. And then they always go, okay, and then they hang up. I want him to be able to finish his point about the globalists are control freaks, and they want to dominate everybody. And so they're jealous of people that are strong, pure, and good. That's why they want to corrupt people. That's why they attack values. That's why the social engineers do that. They want a screwed up society. In fact, in some of these quotes by the UN and others, they say, we're going to give everybody a chemical in their food and water, and in the future we'll announce it to the public, and then only if you get government authorization will you be given the antidote to have children. See, people keep asking, why would the elites be doing all this? Because they have antidotes. They have antidotes to the aluminum dioxide chemtrails. They have antidotes to the vaccines. They have antidotes. These people are so horrible. And only your mental weakness. I mean, literally, 99% of the people that serve these people who stay compartmentalized and, oh, this isn't true, you're under attack as well. And only your mental weakness will keep you from looking at the articles we posted today with links to the elites saying this about you. Dozens and dozens of quotes from the UN, you name it. This is their plan. Planned Parenthood, U.S. government, CIA. Will you go read them and follow the links? Will you go to the Rockefeller Foundation's own site where they help brag that they develop vaccines that say they do one thing but really are designed to sterilize your butt? I mean, it's come out what we told you a decade ago. Flu shots do not protect you. They're saying 1.5% of the time out of 100. Almost 99% of the time doesn't protect you. And that's their government study. If you add into autoimmune system destruction, which they admit the flu shots do, then it actually causes the flu. See, they don't have full spectrum analysis. Anyone involved in full spectrum analysis would immediately integrate a cross-reference overlay stratagem inside their mind to give a full spectrum analysis, and that's not even a full spectrum analysis. I cannot verbally give you a full spectrum analysis because I just overlaid probably 1,000 things at a subconscious level for a full spectrum analysis. I gave you a 2-overlay analysis right there. If the major Canadian, German, and U.S. studies showed that the H1N1 shot doubles your chances of getting the seasonal flu that year or the next, and that other similar flu shots have the same or worse effect, if doubling your chances of the flu the next year, overlaid with the shot you're taking with a 1.5 out of 100 people chance of protecting you, then do the equation. It's actually 0.15 under double. So flu shots right at double your chances for flu. You're right at double, not double. You're 1.5 beneath double. And that doesn't start adding in all the other equations. This is mass death. I mean, here's my problem. I watch, I'm going to try to play a little bit tonight, an ABC newscast with a doctor up there with this whole pitch of I didn't want to take it at first, but then I decided I didn't, then I knew a guy who got throat cancer, so I'm making my kids take it. It's all this pitch for people that have woke, said I'm not taking H1N1 shot, not giving it to my daughter, not giving it to my kid, the deaths, the illnesses, all this. And it's the same pitch, different doctor, different shows. They're following a script. And the guy looks so nervous while he's talking and like he's doing something really bad. But a big payoff's coming, obviously, through the system. And it's not even a spoken thing. You just get invited to the big speaking engagements, the book deals, the TV deals, because you sell your soul right there. And he's sitting there going, yeah, I didn't want to take it before. Now I see it. Everybody should have it. And they're going, yes, all these cancers. Anal cancer, throat cancer, 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 cancer. But then a little bitty asterisk at the bottom, the cancers when caused by this virus, which is the rarest form. Way more than 99% of the throat cancer, anal cancer, intestinal cancer is other forms of cancer. But they were implying all over TV and on all these shows I've seen that H1N1, you're not going to get throat cancer. You're not going to get all these other forms of cancer. See, and they're acting like, wow. See, it's really the vaccines are giving you the cancer. And they know this information's out. So they come up with a vaccine that stops cancer. But on their own insert, it admits it doesn't even stop that form of papilloma virus-triggered cancer. See, they never even want to discuss the fact that cancer's viral. So they're trying to spin what we've exposed.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I've been rattling on, as they say, but I promise we're going to get to Sam, Susan, JB, John, and Doug, and I will take a ton of calls in the third hour. We got Max Kaiser coming up, so those callers can hold, they can hang up, other people can call in. I'm going to get to you, though, and I appreciate you calling in. I heard the broadcast and appreciate your time. I just start then thinking, see, that's the problem. It's why I never shut up, because there's always a thousand other data points, analysis, factoids, total proof of the globalist lies that I want to warn you about. I mean, on the vaccine subject, it's been known forever that they never get the right flu the year before, guessing what it'll be the next year. And then there's the fact of what injecting yourself with an attenuated flu virus does. They've known for 50 years this stuff destroys the immune system, triggers cancer on its own. The adjuvants bound with RNA and DNA from the different tissues they're growing it on, jumps into the rest of the tissues. They know it, okay? They're adding stuff to it. We've got the documents. We're seen as a cancer. And the globalists are giving us cancer. And I'm going to show some more proof of this tonight. I covered it some last night, but tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, now is the time. We've got the fourth annual Money Bomb kicking off next Thursday through Friday. I'll broadcast 24 hours. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com is the website. I've been so busy. We normally promote these Money Bombs for a month. I've been done it 15 days out. And we need to hit that goal of $100,000 even before it kicks off to try to get to our goal. That's what we did last year. So, folks, please donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Max Kaiser is coming up in a moment. But on the Money Bomb issue, think of the trick, the mind game. David Rockefeller, you know, and in his tax-free foundations, giving money, also U.S. taxpayer money. And then citizens go and give money to their local NPR station to be bombarded with New World Order left-wing side of the brainwashing spectrum. But that's loving and good. But when a constitutionalist says support alternative media, boy, do the enemies come out and say, how dare you try to be, you know, once a year to build a bigger infrastructure, which we've done, the TV system, all of it. We want to hire a couple more reporters, some more IT people, and some more equipment. And, boy, that $500,000, if we hit our goal, is going to go fast. But you know what? We might reach it, too, just by everybody getting memberships. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership, or InfoWarsNews.com. Or just buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, everything at InfoWars.com. Or support our sponsors. That's how this information gets out. That's how we finance this situation. Your free will supporting us, not the government taking your money and bailout money and giving it to MSNBC. Now, Max Kaiser is coming up in 3 minutes. We appreciate him joining us from Paris with the latest on what's really happening. You know, the devil in the details with this whole EU deal. Are they really giving the bondholders a 50% haircut, which sounds like the right idea? What's this I read about? Because they won't give out the full text about grabbing the quote, insurance on the German pension funds to back it up. Some numbers say 500 billion euros. Others say a trillion. So it's kind of like the Copenhagen Treaty. We're not getting the whole thing. Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com, coming up here in just a moment. But first, for just a few minutes, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up of Midas Resources to give us his view on what's happening. You know, Ted, the dollar, if we can put this headline up, dollar is plunging against the yen right now. You know, first it's the euro plunges, and then now the dollar's plunging. I mean, this is global currency devaluation, and so gold and silver's going up today. I mean, that's common sense that they can knock it down by raising margin calls and margin requirements in the short term, but look at a 12-year graph. It's only going up, and you're saying in the last month, for the first time since you've been in business 30 years, in gold and silver, Ted, that your phones are smoking hot even when gold's down. Now gold's up, and I know they're burning up. How long can you continue with gold and silver at the prices they were a month ago when you bought that dragon's hoard of gold and silver? How long till it goes up on the Alex Jones specials?
Well, I can tell you right now, Alex, I've had such an increase today, and I know where the volume is at. I'm just not going to be able to hold at least a few of these items after today. I mean, right now we have silver at $35.48 at a peak, $35.35 right now trading currently, up $1.88. Gold is up at 1747.20, seen a high of 1748.30, up $20 for today. I can tell you, even if you go to my website, right now I have that Campaign for Liberty coin that we've been talking about. Presently right now I have that coin sitting, oh god darn it, I just have to find it right here. It's on my 517, there it is right there. And if you go to the website right now, you're going to find that same exact coin at 523.47. That silver dollar special that I made an offer for at $73, I can't do it at that tomorrow. You're going to have to get
that's
that
two
today.
Silver dollars, 73, free shipping, free book, free video. So, I mean that's a good deal, two silver dollars for 73 bucks. That's going up tomorrow, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I would say it supports the network and my show, but I happen to know that Ted, even though we bought it low and is selling it low when it's high, is making 3-4% profit, which doesn't even keep the lights on up there. But when you call, these are all loss leaders, a whole list of gold and silver they've got, but it's all running out. It will go up tomorrow. You heard Ted, 800-686-2237. When you call, ask for the Alex Jones specials. Ted, we keep explaining this to people. They can short-term drive down gold and silver, but it always beach balls back up, like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. We'll get Kaiser's breakdown on this in a moment. I mean, it's just that simple. But I talked to a lot of yuppies. I've had distant, not distant, but somewhat distant family you see every few years laugh at me repeatedly because they always hear about the drive down, never the drive up. And I go, have you seen a 5-year or 10-year graph? I mean, you know this is the best performing investment, but I don't say buy it for investment. I say buy it for a hedge against crises. And I mean, I don't sell gold. I bought it 300 when it hit 2000. Or I mean, it's simple. Look, gold isn't perfect. Silver isn't perfect. But it's light years ahead of paper currencies, Ted.
It sure is. And you know what? The European thing is not solved. The United States problems are not solved. If you see some market manipulation going on because they're raising reserve requirements on trading and so on and so forth, that isn't going to solve the fact that gold and silver is going up because the rest of the world is melting down.
Well, all I know is silver's not a silver bullet, but it's as close as you're going to get to a silver bullet. After all, it's silver. I mean, a lot of people sit there and they say, well, gold was 300, I didn't get it, and it was 1,000, it was 1,500, it was 1,600, 1,700, and I didn't get it, so it's just too much now. Will it be too much if it hits 3,000, and you wish you got it at 1,600, 1,700? Will it be too much if it hits 5,000? We're not happy we're right and this is happening, but the dollar is in free fall right now, and they'll jack it back up again, it'll fall again, but overall, it's going down, as every other major currency is. This is global devaluation. Thank you so much, Ted. And that's what I want to talk with Max Kaiser, commodities trading expert, inventor of the Hollywood Virtual Stock Exchange, a model now used in many of the news systems, a real pioneer, very successful broker, stockbroker in his own right, TV host on BBC, RT, Press TV. I mean, literally the list goes on and on. He needs no introduction. Max Kaiser. Max, hearing that introduction there, I mean, I'm seeing all these signs out there where they say all over the world the signal's been given to turn the presses up. And so now there's not even an attempt, is the signaling I'm hearing, to even deny there's global currency devaluation and that now a race has begun across the world to print as much money as possible. Is that true? Have they decided to go ahead and drop the hammer, Max Kaiser?
Hey, Alex. Great to be back on. Well, the propaganda is really priceless. The news is that there will be a 50% haircut on the Greek bonds. But at the same time, they announced a $1 trillion slush fund, which the president of the EU said they're going to expand on the first week to $5 trillion using derivatives. And so none of these bondholders are going to take any haircut at all. It's just a matter of moving deck chairs around on the Titanic. It's pure propaganda. The net result, as you are alluding to, is that the money supply numbers, the bailout numbers, the open spigot of the global printers is wide open. And we immediately saw the reaction in gold and silver. Gold and silver immediately have traded up sharply on the news because they realized that had there been a genuine 50% haircut, you would have seen the stock market go down and gold and silver have gone down because that would have indicated some deflation. But it's not deflation. It's propaganda covering massive inflation.
By the way, Max, let me stop you because I'm looking for the mainstream news article where they actually give the type of derivative name and admit $1 trillion leverage to five. I'm digging around for it, but if you can, because this is breaking. And again, I wanted to, this morning I said, get Kaiser because I'm not a professional. I want to make sure I'm reading this right because the headline says 50% haircut. But then it says, we're going to give you a trillion and then $5 trillion leveraged. And then I saw in the German parliament yesterday, they said, well, this is going to be backed up by the German pension insurance fund. So,
yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, the entity that's pulling the strings here is the IMF. You know, the IMF a few years ago was bankrupt itself and about to go out of business. And then suddenly, because of these bailouts, they have a new role to play, and this new role is going to be as the administrator for the people of Greece, for example. They're going to have police, actual police on the street sent in by the IMF to make sure that people are paying their taxes and people are complying with these new austerity measures. And so the Greek people have lost their sovereignty utterly. And so the IMF is becoming a global banking facility, as you have warned about for many years. The global banking facilities are now being put in place. The IMF will be the administrator. The World Bank is going to be issuing some more special drawing rights, which will be another a world currency by a world bank. And so the individual sovereignty of these countries disappears. Greece will disappear. Other countries in the Eurozone disappear. And, of course, this is going to be a phenomenon around the world. The dollar itself. This is interesting, though, Alex, is that as troubling as the situation is in Europe, it's actually better than what we see in the United States. The United States dollar is really the big loser in this global game.
Okay, I want to break that down, but before I forget to ask, and now they're moving the derivatives, the $79 trillion that they admit they have, into the FDIC protected zone at Bank of America. And the word is from John Williams, William K. Black, I mean, top economist. I mean, the word is it is truly a zombie that has run out of brains and is about to die.
Well, it's amazing because during the 2008 crisis, you had an investment like a bank like Goldman Sachs, which was not considered a bank and not eligible for FDIC insurance because of the advantages they got as a broker dealer making a market in securities. There's a huge benefit in that. Then once the crisis hit, they said, "Oh, well, you know, we're a bank. So all of our bets are now being guaranteed by the U.S. taxpayer through FDIC." Now that cycle is over, they're thinking about, well, maybe we want to be an investment bank again because we want the advantages of being a broker dealer. We don't want to be a bank anymore. Bank of America, the same thing. They go back and forth. Merrill Lynch was an investment bank. Then it's a commercial bank. Now it's back to being an investment bank. Meanwhile, tens of trillions of dollars worth of bad bets that were cooked up by the bankers during the run-up to the crisis, those are now being moved from the balance sheet of Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, to the FDIC. And that means the U.S. taxpayer. And how will they pay for those bad bets? They will inflate the money supply by another $5, $10, $20, $30 trillion, which means gold and silver will continue to go higher and higher as the dollar collapses and all fiat money collapses. The euro is going to collapse as well, but it's not as bad off as the dollar because within the eurozone, you still have Germany, and Germany is the number one export powerhouse in the world, and they are playing a very smart game about keeping the euro cheap by encouraging defaults in countries like Greece, at the same time boosting their exports and playing a very cozy relationship with China. And so they're playing this brilliantly. Germany's playing the best hand in the global financial currency wars right now.
All right, I'm having one of those frustrating moments because I probably had 15 articles about this today, Financial Times, London Guardian, and I didn't circle or highlight it. But I found in several articles, and I'm going to do a report on this later tonight on the nightly news, where it actually said derivatives and gave the name of the type. Now, here in this London Guardian, they simply say they're going to take the old bonds and issue them under a new bond in new loans, but they don't give the derivative name. But actually, in two of my articles, which, again, I got here late, so I didn't highlight it all, and I can't find it, they actually said it was a derivative. So I mean, my point is, I've been saying that this is what they would do because it's their standard playbook. Now they've done it, and I wanted to get you on to make sure I wasn't crazy, and here you are over there, you know, breaking it down. But even when we go to break, come back if you have to, dig it up during the break. Because I want to get people the technicals on this, because they are hiding this in plain view. I'm getting emails saying,
if you go to Bloomberg, and there's an article called "EU says 50% Greek write down, $1.4 trillion in fund."
Okay, I'll give that headline one more time. Bloomberg.
Yeah, go to Bloomberg. The headline is "EU says 50% Greek write down, $1.4 trillion in fund."
Yeah, all we need is the first part. EU sets
50% Greek write down.
EU says 50% EU write down.
That's it. EU sets 50% Greek write down.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the headline.
Guys, is that Bloomberg or is that San Francisco Chronicle?
That's Bloomberg.com.
Okay, that is Bloomberg. Okay, we've got it on screen. Tell us where it's at.
Okay, you see the headline?
Yes.
Okay, you go down to the end of the article. Leverage options. Under plans to be spelled out, they go into how they can leverage this fund.
Yeah, but that's what I'm telling you. I've got two articles in here that I'm unable to find where they actually name the type of derivative, and from my memory, it's a really nasty one.
Well, it's a credit default swaps, of course, are one of the prime derivatives used to move risk around the global banking system and to increase the leverage of these banks. But basically, it all comes down to accounting fraud, where they're saying that they've got $1 trillion in fresh capital to bail out these funds. That $1 trillion has been borrowed from the IMF, effectively, and the IMF is going to borrow another $5 trillion on top of that to increase the indebtedness of the eurozone.
Yeah, let's explain this. Not only will it devalue currency and hurt people that way, but then they're raising taxes to pay the IMF, who created the money and who created the Ponzi scheme.
Absolutely. They'll have to raise that. The austerity measures will be more severe to pay for this new level of debt. Absolutely.
Stay there, Max. He did give us a source. I know I've got it in mind. One of the most frustrating things when I've got just pools of papers blowing around. I'm gonna dig it out. And we're going to go over that as well. But I mean, it even says it's derivatives. $5 trillion. And by the way, you know the U.S. has been paying for about half of this. Federal Reserve ships our money over there. So when you hear America's in debt, it's to the bankers.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought.
So we showed you that Bloomberg article where they admit derivatives, and digging through here, they mention them. I haven't found the articles yet because I read all these this morning and then didn't highlight it, where they gave the name of the type of derivative, but they admit that it is a credit default swap or the insurance on the guarantee that these bonds will be paid off, these new bonds they're issuing to, quote, entice the Chinese to invest, they say, is $1.4 trillion. It says $1.4 trillion in one of the articles, and in the other one it says $1 trillion. And then in another, it goes on to say that it will be leveraged. And again, we just went over that Bloomberg article. Here's The Guardian. Europe's leaders are claiming a victory in the Eurozone crisis after agreeing to new deals that slash Greek debt and increase the firepower of the main bailout fund to around 1 trillion euros or 872 billion pounds. And then it goes on. Greece's debt and derivatives is, they're saying 100 billion euros. But then you notice they want 5 trillion for what? Again, they're telling us it's Greece's fault, and it's all how evil the Greek people are, but it's just like Iceland, where you've been and covered this and predicted, Max, they don't even owe anything. It's total bull. Just like we're about to have to bail out $79 trillion, backstop that for Bank of America, and when they're done with it on the news, old ladies will think they're eating dog food because it's their fault, Max.
Just increasing the debt load, okay? So if you want to understand derivatives, keep this image in your mind. Take a dollar bill and walk into a house of mirrors. And you show that dollar bill up to the house of mirrors, and you'll see, oh, my God, there's 1,000 of these dollar bills. No, those are mirror reflections of your dollar. They're not real. That's a derivative. It's the same bet on the same dollar over and over and over again. And a credit default swap, by the way, is sold as an insurance product. But there's no collateral backing a credit default swap. Therefore, by definition, it's not an insurance product. And if you have an insurance so-called product that is backstopping, $60 trillion in bank reserves, and that is obviously going to be impossible to honor if you have a systemic banking collapse due to selling credit default swaps. I did the exact same thing on Wall Street. You sell options on the market that you'll never have to make good on the options because the company that you're doing this for is about to go bankrupt. Microsoft does it all the time. They sell options on their own stock knowing that they can manipulate the stock in ways that they'll never have to honor those options. Apple Computer has done the same thing. The options market, the derivatives market, is just a huge market for fraud and for playing manipulative games. All these major corporations do it, and hedge funds do it. Now we're seeing countries do it. So now the IMF is encouraging the Central Bank of Greece and Ireland and other European countries to engage in the same fraud that we used to do on Wall Street, that's now endemic in the hedge fund industry. It's now being done on a global basis.
And they know we're waking up, so they're militarizing the police. I actually saw in the article here what you said. They're going to have the EU enforce the new VAT on the Greeks. Literally EU troops making sure because the businesses are revolting and not paying it. I mean, this is really military occupation. And now we know what the TSA is trying to take gold and silver or search for it at airports. And now they're on the highways. I mean, this is a criminal takeover.
It's a banker occupation. I call it the global insurrection against a banker occupation. The bankers are occupying the economy, and they do it by imposing debt that either A, they fraudulently induce, as was the case with the mortgage crisis, and then, of course, Obama gave all those fraudulent inducers of debt immunity. They're trying to get complete immunity for all the hundreds of billions of dollars of the debt that was sold by Wall Street fraudulently, mis-selling, broke the law 5 different ways. They want to complete immunity from that.
What happens when the president gives Al Capone immunity? And, well, we'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.